I have something so important to share with you. There are certain days when I come on here that I really just don't know how I'm going to share this information with you. And so just pray for me that I'll be able to say it in such a way that will make sense. And just so much. I stayed up really late last night, and I feel like the Lord helped me to put some things together. And I think that, yeah, I've got some things to share with you guys today. So let's pray before we get started, okay? Lord, I thank you that you are the God of truth. You are the God who reveals secrets. You're the one who helps us to understand. And there's no darkness with you. Everything is light. You share with us the light, and you help us to understand the truth. And you you help us to know the truth will set us free. And the truth is setting us free. We thank you. We praise you that you reveal these secrets to us. I pray you would just bless our battalion to be your truth tellers in this great day. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm glad to see you all. Where do we start? Okay. You know, nothing I tell you today will bring Charlie back. You know, but I do feel that, you know, this is huge. What is happening? It is, you know, causing a big awakening of the people, which I'm very, very thankful for. You see, as much as you see all the hate and the vitriol, you're seeing even more people are coming and saying, I am going to live for Christ, and I'm going to, you know, live my life to honor him and to glorify him, which is so wonderful. So wonderful. You know, that I'm sure Charlie is watching from heaven, and he's so excited about that. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews, I think it's chapter 12, maybe 11, maybe it says that, you know, we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. And that's, you know, this is who we're surrounded by, our ancestors, our loved ones who've gone before us, who are cheering us on. It's like a race, and they're cheering us on. Go, 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 you can do it. And so, and for him, you know, for Charlie, heaven and earth was the same. You know, the Bible says that, you know, absent from the body, as I said here on this post, absent from the body, present with the Lord. When we pass, we're immediately with the Lord. And I love that video. I love that video someone put together, because that's, you know, really the truth. And Charlie knew that. And he lived his life where he was not afraid of death. He was not afraid of death. He knew, you know, of all the things that he had been, threatened so many times. And so, you know, we are in a similar situation, that we have risen up and we've stood up and we've spoken truth. And so, you know, but we're not afraid. We live our lives for the one who died for us, right? As the last verse that he quoted. And I just am so thankful for all the people who are standing up and doing the same thing. Now, I've been posting some things this morning also. Let me see if I can get to that. I've really got so much to tell you. There was a beautiful prophecy. Did you all see that beautiful prophecy from Kim Clement? And it very possibly is talking about Erica Kirk, Mrs. Erica Kirk, and how she is leading the charge as, you know, as a woman, and really huge. I just posted that on the social media. Actually, I posted it twice. I guess I liked it that much. But I also posted the verse Revelation 12:12 for the devil is come down to you having great wrath, because he knows he has but little time. And this is where we are in the battle. We're at the end of this is the battle of Armageddon. For those of you who are new here, I'm Melissa Redpill. I've been a missionary for many years. I've been teaching God's word for many, many years. And the Lord helped me to piece together the truth about end times. And I'll take you very, very briefly to my website. This is it, melissaredpill.com. And you'll see lots of information over there about end times. Bottom line is we are in the battle of Armageddon. We are fighting the battle to destroy the beast. And even Charlie, just a day's before he passed, he called this a beast. Yeah. So they knew that he knew, and they could not allow that to go onto the campuses. And they have come down in great wrath. They know that President Trump is taking it to the cabal, whether it's the cartels, whether the drug cartels in Venezuela or the Big Pharma or all of them, you know, going into the cities, all that. They know that we're winning. And President Trump posted that this morning. Let me see if I can get a copy of that so I can show you his post. Or this is actually, it wasn't really a post. Someone, I guess he said this, and someone made a little meme out of it. We're dealing with radical left group of lunatics, and they don't play fair. They never did. I don't think he's talking about lunatics, what we would normally think of as lunatics. He's talking about these Satan worshipers. I really do think that's what he's talking about. And he says, they never did. As in, from all time, demons do not play fair. Obviously, what they did to Charlie is obviously... You're not playing fair. We play fair. We play with law and order. And we are expecting someone who to be brought before justice and held accountable for their crimes. And we mete out justice in the proper way. They don't play like that. They don't play fair. He says they don't like what's been happening. We've been winning very big. This is, again, why the enemies come down in great wrath. They know they have very little time. This is the end times for them. This is the book. End times and 1,000 years of peace. It's the end times for these criminals. They know it. And it's the beginning of 1,000 years of peace for us. And they just, it makes them screech and have great anger, great wrath. They do not want the meek, the ones who obey the Lord, who trust the Lord. They don't want us to inherit the earth. And just another thing that was posted this morning, that there's 23,000 new chapters for Turning Point USA. This is definitely seems like a very big turning point. All right. So, I want you to hear this guy too. Oh my goodness. There's so much going on. This guy, listen to this. This guy.
I'm really messed up this time. I'm done sitting on the sidelines. I'm done being a sideline Christian. I'm moving forward with the very foundation that to live is Christ and to die is gain. If I don't live for Christ, live my life and pour it out like a drink offering for my Lord and Savior, what am I living for? So I declare and decree in the name of Jesus, everything that I do from this moment forward will be for the glorification of my Lord and Savior and the advancing of his kingdom in the name of Jesus. I'm not backing down. I'm not sitting on the sideline anymore. I'm moving forward and I'm taking everybody with me. Satan really messed up this time.
I know that I played that kind of fast, but yeah, that is what's happening with a lot of the people. Okay. So, where do I start with what's going on? I've got some things that I'm going to try my hardest not to show you anything that is too brutal. I really don't want to do that. I don't want to have, there be anything on the thing. I'm going to try very hard to not do that. But I'm going to just walk you through what's going on. Okay. Sorry. I've got just so many screens open. Which one is this one? Okay. Not much has been talked about on this, but there was an airplane that shut down its call signs, which is against FAA regulation. And I know they came out and said, oh, we have a reason and blah, blah, blah. There's no reason. You can search it up online. There's no reason to do this. They literally a $25,000 fine if they do this. So I don't buy it. The company N888KG LLC. So somehow and the airport is literally like 5 minutes away. 5 miles away from the University of Utah, and so they illegally turned off their ADS-B radar. And they were gone. All right. So, but then as they're always doing, they always, since JFK and before, they always point the finger at someone else and the bad guy, the real perpetrator, gets away. And I think that's what's happened in this case too. Now, I will say, everything I'm going to tell you, I believe is... I trust President Trump. I trust Kash Patel. I trust that they are working to bring down the true criminals. I'm not saying that Tyler Robinson didn't participate. I'm just saying I don't think that he was the one who assassinated Charlie. All right, so I believe that the one who did got away on this airplane, or that at least at this point they think they did. Okay? And I know, Monkey Works. Yes, Monkey Works. WERKX. Spay on that. All right, so I really appreciate him. I was going to show you this, but I'm going to show you that maybe in a little bit. All right. Okay, here is a video. I'm going to try so hard not to show you anything too horrible. But on this video, there's been a lot of speculation. There's been talk about the guy with the white hat and the guy in the black and even the guy with the dark blue shirt. I don't believe any of that is the case. There's been talk about the guy with the white shirt right here that he's. But if you look at a good video, you'll see clearly that he does not have a gun. He's just holding his hands like this. Okay, so and I think this guy he might have had a gun in his hand. He had something in his hand. I don't know what it was, but you can tell he and the guy with the white hat and the guy with the black hat are all shocked. You can see by their reaction that they are shocked. Okay. All right. So I'm going to try so hard not to show you anything horrible. Okay. Okay. So he's having this conversation with this person who's asking the question, which that is very, it's that person needs to be interrogated because it seemed like it was a signal, because exactly it's the moment they talk about the transgender question is when, the shots rang out. Okay, so I'm going to show you, I hope you can see it on your screen. He's just straightening his hat. All right, so then there's going to be, he's going to answer, and then this guy's, making some signals. Okay, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to show you that. Okay. So if you look right there, do you see this spot right here? This spot right here. Do you guys see that? That spot right there, I believe, is the bullet that killed him. And the reason I believe that is for multiple reasons. And I didn't come up with this. Someone else had it online, and I have not shared that video yet. I wanted to have a chance to talk to you guys about this, and then I'll share this after we get finished with the video today. So because of the way that his body reacts and lurches to his left, it makes more sense, because when you have an impact from the bullet, then it's going to push your body away in the other direction. And there's clearly something coming at him right there. And then the other thing is, I'm not I don't really shoot, but my husband does, and he was talking about the size of an exit wound from a rifle, like what they're talking about, would be really huge. But from the exit, so what we believe is that on his neck, that's the exit wound that we're seeing. So this bullet hit him from the right side and then exited on his left. And so he, that wound was consistent with being like from a handgun, okay, something small, but likely with a silencer type of thing. But it had the compression on Charlie. Okay, so this is what I really do believe, killed him. And you also notice that, and I've tried to find other videos where you can get a vantage point to see who is behind here. You cannot, I haven't found anything. If you guys find something, then you can put it in the comments of this video or the comments on my social media. And I want my team to help me if someone sends something like that. But I have not seen any videos online. They'll show the crowd, they'll show the rooftop, but they won't show anything over on his left side. And the horrible video that most of us had likely seen, where it's him straight on, where when he gets hit, if you notice, you can't see anything farther over to the left. It's completely, there's nothing. And so what I think happened was that they, as they always do, the real perpetrator gets away you know, he got out of there, like everybody's running. Everybody's running to get out of there when the shots are fired. And then he escapes, gets on this plane, they cut off the call signals, and they you know, by all accounts, he gets away. I trust President Trump and I trust Kash Patel that they know all of this. Okay. The forensics, you know, the one who did all this, you know, they know what really happened to him. And so that's, yeah, I really do think that that is, I really do think that that is what happened. So the real perpetrator has gotten away. All right. Can you guys see that? I want to make sure that you guys see what I'm talking about. This right here, that bullet, that's the bullet right there that I'm going around and around. So, yeah. All right. So, I posted this actually. Yeah, that one's gotten 4 million views. And so I'll go ahead and post, I'll put this link into the chat so you guys can have it. And I know Songbird will put this over into the comment section. Okay. So that is what I really do believe happened. I believe the bad guy has gotten away. But the question is why? And I posted a video last night about, and I don't think I've been able to put it onto the X yet. Let me see if I can, I'll go grab that while I play this. Okay, so, you know, just a lot of these pieces are finally coming together of this puzzle. Okay, so I'm going to show you right now Charlie's last interview. And he was asking questions that he knew it was very dangerous for him to ask. And so he's asking, I want you to listen to what he's asking. And so this is the problem. You know, they know, we already know from the board saving Israel for last. We also know that many of the youth, I mean like 99% of the youth realize what's going on in the Middle East. They know the truth about what's going on in Gaza. And so Charlie was really holding the line saying, you know, and in his defense, he was raised in a very strong, you know, probably Baptist Bible-believing church where you support this country, right? I'm trying to, I don't know, but whatever. I guess there's no reason for me to try to be careful about my words. But anyway, it was very... He held the line saying that these people are good. They're good, you know, good people. And if it is good people, except for the ones in power, the ones at the top, just like in our country, right? And so he, you know, it was hard for him to come out of that matrix. And I can understand that because, you know, I was raised in a very, probably very similar church. And for you to come and say that these are evildoers, it goes against everything you've been taught forever, okay? So it was took him a while to come out of the matrix, but he's very, very smart, and he started to put it together. So like I said, this is his last interview, and he's interviewing Ben Shapiro, and the questions he's asking make you realize that he knew what the truth was and that he was going to be going on the campuses and confirming in these conversations what the truth was, and they could not allow that. That's really, I believe, what happened. Okay, so I'm going to play this for you.
Be defeated. So
okay, hang on. I got to get it a little bit louder so you can actually hear what he's saying.
We've seen news this morning that, quite honestly, I'm a little confused by, and I was hoping you could navigate it and help us understand, which is that Israel bombed Qatar, which houses a lot of Hamas officials. What happened here? And if I were to introduce just the skeptical question, will this potentially endanger America's own interests in the Middle East? So please, Ben, help me better understand the situation. I just spent time in Japan, and one of the things that kind of looms over Japan is that Japan, they engaged in an unconditional surrender, that they said, we're done. And they laid down their arms, obviously, after the two atomic bombs. Very controversial. People have mixed opinions on it. I certainly do. But that it is unconditional surrender. Is that what Israel is aiming for here? I suppose that is a question that I get a lot on campus. What does success look like? Because I think we could all agree a long war is not good for Israel. A long drawn out war, and we're now ending, we're coming towards 2 years in about a month. So it's been about 23 months. So what does ultimate success look like in the Gaza Strip? What other feedback or criticism would you have about this situation? I know that it's impossible for anyone to listen to everything that you ever say, but looking at this from an American perspective, what else would you say things could have been handled differently, maybe on the PR front, maybe also just on a conduct front? Where would you say as an outsider with things that could have been handled better, more efficiently, or with more precision? A claim I receive often, and we're starting our campus tour tomorrow, is that Israel is committing genocide. How do you respond to that? Author, Ben Shapiro, author of Lions and Scavengers, we're going to get to that in a second. I have one or two other questions on Israel. I think it's very important for our audience to hear this, though, because there is an incessant campaign. And one thing a friend said to me, interestingly, which is, okay, Charlie, we push back against the media on COVID, on lockdowns, on Ukraine, on the border. So like, maybe we should also ask a question. Is the media totally presenting the truth when it comes to Israel? Just a question, you know, that maybe we shouldn't believe everything the media says, because I know I've been conditioned to ask a lot more critical questions over the last couple of years. So, Ben, some people would accuse Israel of wanting to ethnically cleanse. Some people in the Israeli government are saying, again, it's all over the place, right? You have opinions all over. In your opinion, what would a good outcome 5 years from now be, and how does one respond to the claims of ethnic cleansing? We're running out of time here, but just last question on this, Ben. I know this might be a tougher question, but Bibi said, quote, I didn't like he said this, I'll be honest. You can't be MAGA if you're anti-Israel. I don't like it for a couple of reasons. How did you analyze that statement from Bibi?
And it is totally fine to say to people who wish to destroy our civilization, no, your values suck and they don't belong here.
Where does all this resentment come from?
All right. So I wanted you to see that. That was his last interview that he ever, that Charlie ever had. I do not trust Ben Shapiro either. Someone was saying they didn't trust Ben Shapiro. I don't either. My point of showing you this is because you can see clearly that Charlie's asking very pointed questions. And he's saying that he's been, you know, having recently, because he's, you know, on campus, he's talking to these kids who are watching these videos. And so it's forcing him to think more critically. Did you catch what he said on that? So he said that, and then here he was bringing up some other things. This is where Cernovich came out, and he said that Charlie is under immense pressure because he was about to lose his last major donor because he refused to ban Tucker Carlson. Now, you know that Tucker Carlson, of course, Candace, you know, Charlie and Candace were best friends. They were the ones who started Turning Point USA, in case you didn't know that. They traveled all over the world, and when she started to come out with some of this truth, that's when his funders, just ruined her and had a huge campaign to get her removed, and she did leave. They remained friends, and she understood, and she has since become, you know, huge in her own right, and which is great. And she's been an amazing truth teller to expose the truth. But I'm just saying that, you know, he had certain ones that were helping him to, you know, to finance all that he's been doing. And he was down to like one major donor. And so, because he refused to ban Tucker, as you know, Tucker has started to come out with a lot of this truth, saving Israel for last. And so why Tucker Carlson? What country has Tucker Carlson been questioning lately? You know, Cernovich is, you know, bringing this up. Charlie was a stout supporter of Israel, God's Israel, but he understood, and I think, what was happening by the government of Israel. And that's the issue when we talk with people. It's the difference between the people of Israel and the government of Israel. Jewish donors, he says, have been the number one funding mechanism of radical, open border, neoliberal, quasi-Marxist policies. He says they have a lot of explaining to. Why are they putting all their money into these things? Now, they were putting their money into his cause too, but now they were cutting it off because he was, getting too close to the truth is what I really believe is happening. I think yeah, this is a, you can hear him say it. Here, check this out.
A lot of explaining to do.
Okay, here we go again. Okay, volume.
A lot of decoupling to do, because Jewish donors have, and Jewish donors, they have a lot of explaining to do, a lot of decoupling to do, because Jewish donors have been the number one funding mechanism of radical, open border, neoliberal, quasi-Marxist policies, cultural institutions, and nonprofits. This is a beast created by secular Jews. And now it's coming for Jews, and they're like, what on earth happened? And it's not just the colleges. It's the nonprofits, it's the movies, it's Hollywood, it's all of it.
So he was calling it out. And, you know, he talked in other videos how he knew that they were coming. Not they, but it just, whoever he meant by they, someone was, you know, going to be it coming for them. He says it coming into our homes and all that because of, you know, obviously for sharing, for telling the truth, you know. And so he knew this was a danger. So yeah, this I really believe is what's behind it. And they had to stop it. He had already proven how powerful he was to get the youth vote, because everywhere he went, the numbers skyrocketed. People left, leaving the Democrat Party, joining the Republican Party, voting, you know, being pro-Trump, being, you know, and becoming more understanding the truth better and being able to be persuasive in sharing that truth. So they had to shut that down. They had to try, at least, and I do believe that they failed in that. All right. The other thing is, okay, so there are different things that they've been talking about. How can we stop this? I do kind of feel like this is that precipice moment that we've been told about on the board. At the precipice is when you'll find the will to change. Now, there are two things. Stephen Miller here is talking about the CCA. Basically, let me see, I'll play where he'll explain it.
I'm not sure with
that. All right, here we go. Here we go. All right, volume better.
Anybody, but the last message that Charlie Kirk gave to me before he joined his creator in heaven was, he said that we have to dismantle and take on the radical left organizations in this country that are fomenting violence. That was the last message that he sent me before that assassin stole him from all of us. And we are going to do that under President Trump's leadership. I don't care how. It could be a RICO charge, a conspiracy charge, conspiracy against the United States, insurrection. But we are going to do what it takes to dismantle the organizations and the entities that are fomenting riots, that are doxing, that are trying to inspire terrorism, and that are committing acts of wanton violence. It has to stop. And my message is to all of the domestic terrorists in this country spreading this evil hate, you want us to live in fear? We will not live in fear, but you will live in exile, because the power of law enforcement under President Trump's leadership will be used to find you, will be used to take away your money, take away your power, and if you've broken the law, to take away your freedom, Sean.
There you go. He's talking about the, like, Soros. He's talking about these ones that we're talking about here that have been funding all of the violence. And they've also been funding, worse than this, where does it stem from? Where does the hate stem from that came from Tyler Robinson? Where did that come from? They are feeding them on their phones. They're feeding them day after day after day a diet of hate. And to get them involved in something like this, whether it's on, you know, some kind of social media, whether it's on 4chan or Discord or whatever it is, some kind of chat room where they say, oh, you know, we need to do this, and they get someone ginned up to do such an evil, and they already know that person's mental health is already at the breaking point. this is what we've talked about before when talking about MK Ultra. They already have shown these posts on the board. They pick someone who is already at that breaking point, and then they just take just a little bit to push them right on over the edge. And so they're hoping that they can use this man and as the scapegoat. This is the way they always do it. So President Trump is in power, and what Stephen Miller is saying is we're going to shut all this down so that they can no longer do this. And that was part of the Kim Clement prophecy this morning that I posted twice. I accidentally didn't realize I posted it twice, that he's saying that that this beautiful woman, maybe is, you know, Erica Kirk, is going to, this is going to be the moment when all of this evil that's been funded by this evil cabal is going to stop, and the children will be safe in the schools, and all this hate will be stopped. And it's I know it's really hard to imagine after all the posts that we have seen, but I think that this was bubbling underneath the surface and we didn't realize it. The hatred, the animosity, and this didn't come upon them just in the past day, right? This just since Charlie was killed. This has been there, and we just, it's just now been revealed to us, the sickness that they have put into the hearts of these kids, and that will have to stop. And so the other thing is, let me see if I can find this post. President Trump reposted this video of this girl that I had. Yeah,
we came in.
Yeah. Well, that video right there is about all these people who are losing their jobs, and there have been a lot of people who are losing their jobs over, not because of sharing an opinion, but because they are promoting violence. Okay, let me see if I can find the one. Our wonderful Charlie is right there with these wonderful other truth tellers, these patriots. I was going to show that, but I don't think I have time to do all that. Okay, I do want to also say about Tim Pool. He was on Jesse, and he was talking about the algorithm and the feed and the how that's just, that is the issue that we're up against. And yes, President Trump just had this big, he basically brought them there in the lion's den with all these big tech giants who are using their platforms, whether it's Facebook or, you know, Apple or Google or whatever, and they're using this against the righteous and against President Trump, who's leading this battle, right? And so this is what Tim Pool was talking about. I'll play a little bit, a clip of what he was talking about there.
Like this, that a could.
So, hang on.
Conservative would shoot Charlie Kirk? He was the greatest tool in the arsenal of conservative values. And they go online, they use these NGOs, these nonprofits, to claim that a run-of-the-mill moderate conservative is the same thing as a white supremacist who wants to overthrow the government. They're so far removed from each other. That's the game they're playing now because they don't want to take responsibility for the rhetoric. The rhetoric they say every day when they accuse us of being Nazis or fascists or far right. They say this so that, as you've already pointed out, when the violence happens, no one likes a Nazi, right? But let me add this. I think the reality now that I've unfortunately had to deal with, that we are all seeing, is that this man who shot Charlie was much closer to mainstream Democrat than any of us wanted to believe.
So how did that culture begin? You're familiar with the internet. You're familiar with Antifa. You understand the militancy that you see and you encounter when you go into these precincts. This kid, raised with good parents, it seems like, lives a normal life in Utah. How did he snap like that?
It's really hard to know, but I've talked about it quite a bit in my research. I'll try and keep it as succinct as I can. The algorithms of social media starting in the late 2000s, in LexisNexis data, you can see the words like racism, white supremacy, fascism, skyrocket in their usage in mainstream newspapers and online publications. This was likely due to the big tech platforms prioritizing algorithmic feeds. That is, they were going to show you content that got more engagement. And to the average person, a story of injustice and racism generated anger. Anger is the most likely to generate content to be shared. It's the most likely to make someone share content. And so what we instantly saw were websites that were posting articles, say, about politics, realize if they write about police brutality, racism, or some kind of social injustice, they will get substantially more clicks, shares, and in turn, money. There was a really good example. It was reported, Mike.com, for instance, originally started as a Ron Paul libertarian website. But as they began posting police brutality videos and made more money off it, the narrative shifted towards left-aligned ideology. Now, what do you think happens to a young man who is 13 years old on Facebook or on one of these other platforms, and the algorithm is showing them nothing but social injustice, leftist ideology, and they may be normal, they may be in a Christian conservative family, but every day they open their apps, whatever platform they be using, they see nothing over and over again. Racism, white supremacy, racism, over and over. And they see these messages from Democrats saying, we can't tolerate this, we can't let them win. Eventually, their whole world, they live in a paranoid, delusional state where they would accuse Charlie of being racist, of advocating for slavery, exemplified, in fact, by Stephen King posting that Charlie Kirk had advocated the stoning of gays, which he never did, and Stephen King was forced to apologize for. These ideas that they spread through lies and fake news are crazy.
You know why?
Right, and did you know that? Stephen King had to recant and say, oh, well, I was fooled. He said he was fooled. If he was fooled, he's an adult, then how much more? All these kids, the ones who are posting all these things, and I just said this the other day, they're just useful idiots. They're just brainwashed, and they don't know what they're doing. They're, the Father forgive them. They don't. They don't know what they're doing. Many of your family members, you probably have people who are getting who knows what in their feed. I have the same situation, you guys, with people in my family, and they get things in their feed, and they think you're the worst person in the whole wide world for supporting President Trump. This is what the problem with the algorithm. Okay, so this is the post that President Trump reposted on Truth Social, was this girl right here. Okay, so this is about the Smith-Mundt Act. And she is talking about how she's asking President Trump to bring the Smith-Mundt Act back, but to rename it as the Charlie Kirk Act. And so let her explain it to you. But President Trump just posted this video of hers. Let me see if I can find his post. Let me see if somewhere. Yeah, here it is. Here's where he posted. There's President Trump right there on the 13th. He posted this her video because she was extremely well spoken, did such an amazing job. Check it out.
For President Trump and his administration, if you stay to watch the video, please tag him down below, share and repost so we can try to get this to him as quickly as possible and hope that he can do something with this. President Trump, as a supporter who voted for you 3 times, I am hoping and praying that you will revisit what Barack Obama and Joe Biden got rid of back in 2013, which is the Smith-Mundt Act, which held news corporations accountable for lying to the American people and spreading propaganda instead of truth. I think instead of bringing it back as the Smith-Mundt Act, you name it the Charlie Kirk Act, you make it a law, and you make it damn near impossible for these people to continue to lie to the American public, which has brought chaos, hatred, division, and anarchy all across this country. Finds out the ass, which will damn near bankrupt their company should they lie to the American people ever again. They can have their opinions, that's fine. They need to state that it is their opinion and that it is not a fact. Because of their constant lies, a man lost his life over it. Because of the constant hateful rhetoric of calling him a fascist and a Nazi and a white supremacist and a bigot, the same thing that they called you, this man is dead. I think this would be a great legacy for him to have a law named after him to force journalists to finally start telling the truth and having the integrity that they have lacked for over a decade. I hope that this gets to you. I hope that you think about it and that you pass it into law. Because we are on a dangerous path right now with the constant lies and the propaganda. And that doesn't end just at news journalists. It needs to go to content creators who consistently spread lies and propaganda and half-truths across the internet. This needs to end, and people need to start being held accountable for baseless claims over absolute abysmal things. It needs to end. So please, if you have it in your heart to have the time to do this, get this in front of Congress, get this passed as a law, and start holding these news corporations, be they right, left, or center, accountable for their behavior. Thank you.
She did a marvelous job. So well said, so succinct. And so I hope that makes sense to you all. And President Trump very much wants something like this. you know, he'd very much want, but he wants to know that we support it. So what I want you all to do is, you know, it's gone viral. It's only gotten 9,800 views on my channel. So I'm going to share the link over here. So you guys share this, okay? This is the Charlie Kirk Act, okay? I'm going to say just share this, and I'll put it over in the chat, so you guys can go to it, like it, bookmark it, share it, so that everyone knows that this is something that is very, very important for our country. And it's not just the media corporations; it's also the online influencers. You know, you guys have followed me for a long time, and you can go back and look. You know, and I can't say that I've always gotten it right, but I try to be very, very, very careful. I do not do clickbait. Maybe our channel doesn't grow as fast as some others because I do not do clickbait. I do not do put out half-truths. I check everything before I post it, and I don't always get it right. But if I get it wrong, I immediately go back in and say, hey, I got this wrong. And so, you know, I haven't been that many times because I'm always checking. And there are a lot of influencers who are not doing that. They're not being careful. And so, you know, or we'll, you know, put in here things like, you know, this is just a potential theory or whatever. So this is what's going on. It has to be stopped because it's wrecking our country. It's causing so much division, more than I think any of us really had any idea about. Okay, so the other thing I wanted to show you is this video right here. This was a video where Charlie met with a guy. Oh no, that's not the same one.
This message is for President.
Oh, that's not the same one. Okay, so because I had pulled that one up, I'm like, okay, let me do it this way. I think I've got it on here as dude. I wanted to. I have so many things on my laptop. It's just ridiculous. Okay. Okay, this is the one. This is a guy that Charlie met with on campus, and this guy spoke with Charlie, and I think was an awakening moment, because you can tell as Charlie's discussing this with him, he has what he's always thought of as the talking points for the Israel issue. And, you know, so he's kind of saying this is, you know, this guy's not, he's, you know, it's clearly saying, anti-Semitism is a cancer or whatever. But I think from this, Charlie started to look into these things. I don't think that Charlie has taken the time to look into really what happened with 9/11. You can tell that he's really, you know, the man knew facts and could spit out facts better than anybody, but not really about 9/11. And I think most of you guys, I can read on the chat, I think most of you have researched 9/11, and that was probably one of your big awakening moments, is to realize that this was an inside job. It sounds like Charlie didn't realize that 9/11 was an inside job. Okay, so anyway, so the guy does a great job connecting who's behind this, and that they, you know, were, even in Nazi Germany, they were doing this transgender operations underground. I mean, this, it really helps people to connect the dots. So I wanted you guys to have this video too, so you can see, you know, the progression of where they realized that Charlie was waking up. Okay, check this out.
Jews run the American government. That's not a secret, Charlie.
Israel did 9/11, Charlie.
Oh, they did. Wow.
Why are we in the Middle East? I served.
Explain
why were
that.
We in the Middle East?
You can reject involvement in the Middle East without also believing Israel did 9/11. So if Israel did 9/11, help me understand this. Who were the hijackers of the planes?
They weren't hijackers.
Oh,
CIA.
Okay.
CIA and Israel worked together.
No. Explain to me what happened on the aircraft.
Okay, first off, what we have to understand, there's only one plane that actually crashed.
No,
okay,
there were three.
No, the buildings imploded.
Okay,
if a plane's going to hit a building, why would the building fall down?
Time out. Flight 93, did it exist?
Flight 93 existed, yes.
Okay, so who tried to hijack that plane?
They sacrificed those people to make it look like Bush was targeted
because
they wanted to cover up Bush's involvement.
So
he just happened to be in Texas reading a book to elementary kids, and they were reading a sign on a whiteboard
let me say
that talked about towers falling, Charlie.
Anti-Semitism.
We've been lied to since the beginning of this country. Jews, Freemasons, all of it's a satanic agenda. Israel is the synagogue of Satan. They're killing innocent people in Palestine over the guise of sovereignty. New World Order is coming, Charlie.
Guys, anti-Semitism is literally a brain cancer, as you could
see.
How
is this anti-Semitic, Charlie?
Explain to me, Flight 93, who is the hijacker?
They didn't have real hijackers part of their plans. Okay.
So they got the black box. Of course, it was all just like a conspiracy.
Just like they found the passport and miraculously 2 miles down from the crash site in
I'm sorry,
New York.
What?
They just happened to find one of the hijackers' passports laying on the ground 2 miles away from the crash site in New York. Happened to be there. They just walked up and found it.
They just randomly happened to find a perfectly good passport with that piece
Look
of data.
Look it up. Look, World War II was fought not over what everyone thought it was fought of. Every war is fought by, it is funded by the rich. The Rockefellers, all the rich, the Rothschilds.
Okay, so
you.
Yeah, let me ask you a question.
They funded all those
wars. Was Hitler bad?
I think Hitler was bad, yes. But
did the Holocaust happen?
The Holocaust did happen.
How many people died?
Not 6 million.
How many?
It was not 6 million. I don't have an exact number, Charlie.
Yes.
I don't have an exact number. It wasn't 6 million.
Okay, but you said it's not 6 million. You must have an alternative. How do you know it's not 6 million?
Because there wasn't even 6 million Jews in Germany.
Okay, well, I mean, you tell me. You're the expert.
The reason why Jews have been run out of 109 countries throughout history is because every time they get into a country, they try and take it over. In Nazi Germany, again, they were having transgender surgeries, underground transgender surgeries. They were promoting homosexuality in schools.
And Jewish donors, they have a lot of explaining to do, a lot of decoupling to do, because Jewish donors have been the number one funding mechanism.
Okay, which I've already played that video for you. That was shocking. I was looking for the clip, for the link to that video, and I will find it. And before we, you know, when we get finished, I'll put that into the chat for you guys to have that, because that one is a very important video. This guy did an amazing job, and you could tell that, you know, Charlie is extremely intelligent, so highly, you know, he's an amazing thinker, but he just did not have any of these facts. And I think after that, he realized that that has happened to every one of us. Every one of us has been in a situation where all of a sudden you're in a conversation, you're like, oh, I had no idea about any of this. What have I been missing? What am I missing? And then you start to deep dive. You're like, I've got to find out what's going on, right, about whatever topic it is. So, you know, whether it's about health or whatever it is, you're like, okay, stop everything. I've got to find out. So this is really what, you know, I believe was going on, you know, that they had to stop him because of, with him being such an amazingly gifted about persuasion and this entire organization, they just could not allow all this truth to come out. They knew that he had the mechanism that they could not shut down, you know, and that he was everywhere. And he had this army of kids everywhere that they could easily get this information out to them. And that's really what the situation is. They have thousands, and now, as of this morning, like 23,000, as I posted at the very beginning of this video, organizations that are truth tellers who are not just political, but they love the Lord, and they want to live as Christ and to die as gain. That's what they can't have. The enemy can't have it where we speak the truth in love, and we're doing it not for our own benefit, but for the benefit of humanity, and because of our love for the Lord. That's what they couldn't have, and they can't stop it. They cannot stop. You know, they could stop Charlie, but they cannot stop the masses. So I wanted you guys to see what I really think is that's what's really behind it, and I think that. I don't want to share that. You know, just very briefly, I want to talk about the Tyler Robinson. This young man clearly has mental problems. He has hate problems. He has problems. Okay. He was, in my opinion, used. I'm not saying he's not guilty. He confessed. As far as he's concerned, he believes that he did this. He confessed. At least by all accounts. It might be that some of these things are being told to us to let the real perpetrator think that they got away with it. I'm just going to trust the plan, because a lot of this has to come out. We have to know the underlying truth about who's behind all this to give them the ability to come out with the truth. much like with the vaccines. We have been laying the groundwork for the truth about the vaccines for years. And so now President Trump can come out and say, like I said on my one of my last videos about their poison. I think I did that last Sunday. If you haven't seen that video, go and see how President Trump came out with the truth about that this is poison. He's coming out against, you know, all the, whether it's Harma or about the drug cartels in Venezuela or, you know, all these different things. Just by the way, Rubio just left to go to Israel to talk about Qatar. That happened earlier this week where they attacked Qatar and no one's really talked about it because we've all just been so heartbroken about what happened with Charlie, right? So all these things, they know that President Trump is going after them and they are trying, you know, desperately to stop. They have, you know, little time. But I wanted to tell you about this guy, this Tyler Robinson. Here's a post that Benny shared. This neighbor claims 2 weeks ago, several people driving cars with out-of-state plates were seen going in and out. They did not give off a good vibe. So who is this? And also the Krasensteins, you know, those two brothers that have just been hateful against President Trump on his social media for years. They were following Tyler Robinson. What is that? I mean, it's really painting a picture of that he was the useful idiot. And then, of course, you know, he's with this person who's a furry, which is, you know, I started telling my husband about that. Yeah, that's the picture. You know, my husband's like, I don't even want to hear. I don't even know. What are you talking about? You know, there's, you got the LGBTQ plus, and then you got the furry. I mean, it's outrageous. We're at that precipice. So here, these people have this mental illness. So that's exactly who they would use. So anyway, I wanted to make sure that you saw, you know, that it's just so outrageous. Okay. His roommate, but the roommate tipped off the FBI and he's identified as a family, refused to deny transgender motive for Charlie Kirk assassination. So, you know, everyone's look here, not there. So it would seem that everybody's thinking that they've got the perpetrator, when I'm believing that that's not the case. All right. And you know that he was shot. You know, they want to put it out that Charlie was a transphobe and he's evil, and that it was right when this line of questioning came up. Do you know how many transgender Americans have been mass shooters over the last 10 years? And he said too many. And then the guy asked it again. Do you know, same question. Do you know how many mass shooters there have been in America over the last 10 years? And then he responds, counting or not counting gang violence, and that's when he was shot. So it just really does seem like it was a trigger, and that there were, I believe, you know, it likely was people in the group that were in on it, but not in on the Mossad hit, but just in on the like this transgender, because you've seen these people saying, we got him. And so that's why it's been all over our social media that he's, you know, he died because he was against people who are transgender, okay? And that's what they don't understand, is that that's just a red herring. That's just a misdirection, okay? So I want to make sure that you guys have, yeah, you have that video that I shared. I posted it in the chat, yeah. And no one has yet talked any more about this plane. So that got shut down. Have you guys seen much more about it? I really haven't. So I want to make sure here is the, I'm going to just put down here bullet. Okay, so you can see that. All right, so I think that is everything I wanted to share with you. He talks about this beast coming out of the sea. You know, I've talked about the beast of Revelation, I believe, is the New World Order. If you're not familiar with what I'm talking about here, definitely go and check out my books. If you go to Amazon, just type in End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. Let me go back to my Revelation decode. This one right here. This is the bestseller book, and it decodes the truth about end times. And Charlie knows that this is the truth now, you know, whether I'd never got a chance to talk to him about it, but this is the truth. This is the end times for the criminal cabal. It really is. This is the Battle of Armageddon. We're going to destroy them. This is what President Trump was just saying, that they know that we're winning. And that's why they're coming out at us in, you know, with great wrath, because they know they have very little time. So this is the End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. Definitely look into that. And also, like I said, on my channel, Melissa Red Pill, you will see I have the audiobooks on here, so you can actually listen to it and really piece this together if you're not familiar. Definitely share this with people, because I think there are a lot of people who are very likely very, very scared right now. But here it says that I'm going to share this one verse with you from Revelation chapter 13. It talks about that when we're having this battle, there are going to be, the Lord told us, that there would be casualties. And we know that. We've been warned about that. The Lord Jesus told us that even your enemies might be the members of your own household. But in Revelation 13, verse 9, it says, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Well, the Lord has given us ears to hear and understand. He has given us the ability to understand what's going on. He says, anyone who is destined for prison will be taken to prison. Anyone destined to die by the sword will die by the sword. That could be Charlie, it could be any of us. But like I was playing from the very beginning, that young man saying, to live as Christ and to die as gain, and I'm going to, I don't want to have any regrets at the end of my life. Charlie did not have any regrets. He knew that he stood to the best of his ability, and he spoke the truth. And yes, he lost his life over it, but, to die is gain. And he got that phrase, well done, good and faithful servant. And that's what you and I want to hear, right? And if this is the Lord's plan for any one of us, there's no changing the plan. There's no changing the plan. And so if that's what he, if that's his plan for any of us, we accept whatever it is. That's, and I'm just going to continue. And it says here, this means by God, that God's holy people must endure persecution patiently and remain faithful. And the other thing I was going to show you real quick before we go, just like I was showing you that wonderful picture of Martin Luther King Jr. JFK, and of course RFK also, have proven themselves to be faithful. And they were killed because they were faithful and told the truth. So here it says in Revelation chapter 20, verses 4 through 6, it says, I saw thrones, and the people sitting on them had been given the authority to judge. I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded or martyred for their testimony about Jesus and for proclaiming the word of God. This is Charlie. He was faithful, and he was martyred for it by all accounts. They had not worshipped the beast or the statue, nor accepted his mark on their foreheads or their hands. If you're new to this and you don't understand what I'm talking about, as far as the mark on the forehead or the hand, it's not a chip. That's not any of that. The mark is this. There are people who've joined in league with the demons. And they've taken this mark of the beast, the mark of evil, to join in league with the demons to try to destroy humanity. Okay, they obviously, Charlie never did that. These righteous people never did that. They never joined in league with these people. And it says they all came to life again, and they reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. I don't know how this is going to happen. I'm just telling you what this is what the Word of God says. I'm telling you what Revelation chapter 20 says. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy are those who share in this first resurrection. For them, the second death holds no power. But they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years. See, this is the thing. When our Lord Jesus died, they were able to kill his body. But then when he rose, they can never kill him again. And he's basically like a superhero. And so the same thing with these martyrs. They are become superheroes. And they cannot die again. They have a resurrected body. So I would love it if the Lord had that happen. So anyway, definitely check into that on my book. I go into all this. The Lord helped me to decode. He helped me to decode the book of Revelation. He's giving us, as it says, as I just read to you from Revelation 13, he's given us the eyes to see and the ears to hear and have the understanding, right? Okay, let's pray. Thank you, Lord. We praise you that you are the King of the world, and you will destroy all the works of darkness, and that you wanted the whole world to join in league with you against the forces of darkness that don't play fair, that have done so much evil. We thank you, Lord, that this is the day, even though the enemies come down in great wrath, knowing that they have little time, we know that this is the end of it for them, the end times for them, and 1,000 years of peace for us. We praise you, and we thank you that we will enter into this golden age and that it was much suffering to enter the kingdom, but we will enter that kingdom of health and wealth and peace forever. We praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. All right. Oh, and let's pray. Lord, we also lift up the Kirk family and those who are hurting. I know our whole country is hurting. I pray you just strengthen our hearts because it's just really been hard. It's really been a hard week to just, it's because we loved Charlie. We love him still, but it's just been so hard on us. And so I just pray that you'll bolster our courage and our faith and just give us the strength that we need to continue to fight and to stand. And that so many of these, the youth will do the same. And we pray this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. All right. Definitely check that. I hope that this was helpful. I will post that link in the chat as soon as I find it. And so I'll be on the chat for just a little bit. If you're new here, definitely check into, like I said, melissaredpill.com. Let's check all of these this information. The Lord has given me the ability also to like I was just talking to my husband. I said, you know, the Lord helps me to piece some of these things together. And he helped me to piece together when I got poisoned. And so you can, you know, read about, you know, all the amazing things I've discovered about health and how you can restore your health and how the Lord helped me to save my own life. Because we can't, unfortunately, trust the medical community right now. And just really pray and ask the Lord to guide you. And so my encouragement to you is that you take care of your body, you detox, and that you make sure that you're getting the proper nutrients. And I pray that you'll research. And this is basically the RFK information. That he has not put out all these things, but these are things that are natural, holistic treatments that really do heal. My mother was on 3 opioids a day with pain, and now she doesn't even take aspirin. She's not taking anything. She's completely well. I'm just thankful the Lord is showing us, and I put this all on my website, melissaredpill.com, so you guys can have access to that too. All right, guys, I love you. I got to go. I'm glad to see you. I'll see you Tuesday at 6:00 Central Standard Time. And don't forget to do your homework. We're continuing our study on the major clues from Minor Prophets. We're going to do part 2 of Micah. Okay? What has the Lord shown you, O man, but to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? That's for next Saturday, so don't forget to do that study. All right, guys, I love you. I love you with all my heart. I'll talk to you later.